And with us now on the phone is Nick Bishop, who is the man behind the Wilmslow Running Festival. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. I'm very well, thanks. How are you? Do you know what? When I knew I was on air with you, I even washed my hair this morning, and then I realised it's only on air.
Yeah, but actually, it looks nice.
Can you picture me now?
I can, yeah. You're a kind of like pre-Philip Schofield before he went white.
Well, let me just say, mine's gonna. I like to call mine grey, distinguished and grey rather than white. But there you go.
Fabulous. So, Wilmslow Running Festival. We've had a really rough couple of years, haven't we? So I remember talking to you just as the pandemic hit, and it all just kind of collapsed, didn't it? So, how's things been with the running festival?
Well, I think just like all race organisers and everyone throughout the world, we've had challenges during the pandemic. So we had to defer last year's race last March to September, then to March. And we always thought that obviously the opportunity would come quicker than it has. But the great news is, come Sunday the 12th of September, we're back in business. The Wilmslow Running Festival. And we've got three fabulous events this year. We've got the Waters Wilmslow Half Marathon. Waters, fantastic sponsors for many years. We've also got a new 10K sponsor, Nomadic Construction. And then at 10:15, we have the Running Bear Fun Run, when all the stars of the future run their hearts out just for a mile and a half. Even some adults, not just the kiddies. You could do it one year, Darren, you know, the fun run.
Yes, I could. I'm nowhere near as fit as I used to be pre-pandemic, but yeah, I could give the mile and a half a go, definitely. Tell me more about how people can enter, or are you chock-a-block now? Is it?
Well, we're doing nicely, but we're not chock-a-block. So we are still taking entries, but anyone that enters now will have to pick up the numbers from our help desk on the race day at the rugby club. But our website is wilmslowrunningfestival.org.uk. It's got all the details in there. It's got details of the fabulous charities, Supportability, the Christie, the people we work with. And just one thing we're having this year, Darren, is a festival village. We've got a real ale bar. I suggest you have a drink afterwards, not before. That's my first tip. Yes. We've got coffee shops. We've got vegan takeaways, all kinds of things. So try to make this a celebration of all things that's good about running and, of course, Wilmslow.
Fabulous. So a lot of people may be listening to this going, oh, well, I take my running seriously, so this is not for me, because we are talking about the fun aspect of it, but you do have some serious competitors,
well,
don't you, as well?
Well, our course record is 61 minutes, and that is not to be sniffed at. And the winner will normally probably come home in about 64, 65 minutes. So, at the front end, it's sharp, but we like to think we offer something for everyone, because the atmosphere on race day is electric. We have singers around the course, we have live bands, we have live music, and it just brings the whole community to life. You know, Wilmslow get about, if we have 4,000 runners, we'll have 10,000 people in Wilmslow on the day, with spectators, with marshals, the locals come out. It's just everything that's all good about Wilmslow and the surrounding area.
So you can be found on social media, Facebook, Twitter, yep, no doubt, and all that kind of stuff. The website, as you just said, we'll give that a name check again in a second. But on a personal note, Nick, are you still running, or are you not running as often?
No, I stopped running seriously 10, 12 years ago, and I started to get more involved in the coaching aspect. So I'm quite involved in the coaching community, and obviously administering the half marathon and other events I get involved in. But under the cover of darkness, Darren, I still get out a bit, so no one sees me. Incognito.
Have you done the course? Have you done the half marathon course for Wilmslow?
The last time I ran it was 2004. I think I ran 77 minutes, probably about 16 years ago.
That's not bad. That's good.
It was okay. I couldn't get anywhere near it now, mind you, but hey, it's good to have the memories.
Fantastic. Nick, thank you very much for your time. We're going to be there with you on the 12th of September, so we are looking forward to it very, very much. As you said, Cheshire the Cat is going to make an appearance as well. So it's all systems go, and the
Absolutely.
Website is there live for people to go and check it out right now, yeah?
It is indeed.
Thank you, Nick. Cheers for your time.
Thank you, Darren. It's a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Nick Bishop from the Wilmslow Running Festival. Go and check out the website. And if you're not going to join us for the run, then join us in the village as well. It's going to be right good fun. Sunday, the 12th of September. Full details of where they are and all the stuff that's going on their website.